This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
PFF. So there are two things, two separate outlets have weighed in on the Browns. ESPN's FPI has the Browns with the best chance to get the number one pick. Meanwhile, PFF says the Browns have the worst roster in football.
Yeah, none of that's ideal.
Yeah, which is interesting. So ESPN's FPI is built off a lot of things, including your schedule, including
who they think your quarterback is going to be, which
to me is the biggest concern we should all have about this, that we just continue to just downplay how bad this quarterback situation really looks. Because, hey, the Browns say they like all of them. The PFF one's the one that I think might be a little bit hyperbole. Like, I don't think the Browns have a great roster, and specifically on offense, which is where everybody pays attention to. The O-line has major questions, including age and injury. You don't have a true number one, even though I think Jerry Jeudy is maybe underrated at this point. David Njoku's coming off a massive regression of a season. And the least of my concerns, actually. But as of right now, you don't have anything proven at the running back position unless you just go hard in the paint for Jerome Ford. That's before we get to the problematic quarterback situation.
So I think the hard part about this exercise, though, and so like I saw Darryl online, for instance, being like, well, they have Njoku. They have, and he just pointed all the stars, and Myles Garrett and all these people. Every NFL team has people that you can point to that are really good, though.
Yeah.
Like even like within the Saints, it's like, okay, Olave, Kamara, all these guys. You can go to the Giants and talk about all their guys they have, not only on the D-line that you love so much, but then you can talk about all Malik Nabers. There's going to be players on every single team. I think that's the hard part about this.
Well, and I just think, So here's where PFF might be right. Guys, David Njoku's, I think, 28 or 29. So him coming off a bad year means a hell of a lot more than when he came off a bad year when he was 25. Conklin is 1 year older, and Jack has had some major... When he plays, he's still a damn good tackle. Well,
we as a collective, we definitely overrate this offensive line relative to how other people do.
Yes. A year ago, we would not be saying the same thing.
3 years ago, it was a competition between the Browns and the Cowboys for best offensive line in the game, and then we watched it just kind of... It's deteriorated year after year. And is it because of Callahan leaving, or is that because of age? Whatever, it's deteriorated.
And by the way, it could be both.
For sure.
And I actually am on board with what Joel Bitonio had to say, because I think them going back to the outside zone run scheme is huge for these guys, because I think it's where they excel. I think Wyatt Teller could play in almost every offensive line scheme, because I think that dude is just tougher than hell. I think he's athletic as hell. But Joel, at this point in his career, this is the scheme that he's made his bread and butter in. Conklin has played in multiple systems, but I think at this point, this is where he's at. Even, I think, DeWand, who I think could go in a couple different kind, but I think this is where he had success 2 years ago. So it's so weird because I look at him like, well, if you just stay healthy. But that doesn't account for age.
Well, but the health side of it is a big thing, too, though, because a couple years ago, we had 11 different players in the final 5 weeks of the season on the offensive line. Like, as you watched, even in that stretch, it was just, everyone fell apart. And then last year, you had a very similar story, too. So, like, I do think it has to equate to it.
But I don't know that they're not a bottom five roster in the NFL when you waited for quarterback. And maybe if you really waited for quarterback, that's just the end all be all. It's Joe Flacco, it's Kenny Pickett, it's Shador, and it's a third rounder, just a fifth rounder.
Well, think about it. Like I saw in between one of the breaks we have on TV here, we have Fox Sports 1, and they were ranking out like the best new quarterback head coach combo. Bucky Brooks came out with an article on NFL.com. It's what they were going off of, right? And I'm like, I don't even have to look and see if Stefanski and then whatever quarterback we have out there is going to make that list, because it's not going to make that list.
Well,
And Stefanski's respected, too. That's the other part of that. Stefanski is respected enough across the league that usually it would carry enough to go ahead and put whoever's in there, but it's not, the quarterbacks aren't good enough.
I'm really struggling with this because I am incredibly interested in the quarterback battle. I don't know it's interesting for the right ways. I just think if we put these four quarterbacks in any other situation in the NFL, if we didn't put them in brown and orange, we'd be mocking them. If this was the quarterback situation in Pittsburgh, we'd be laughing our ass off. I mean, guys, it's Mason Rudolph and it's Will Howard, and we're laughing our ass off.
We are laughing
until Aaron Rodgers signs. So I know we have a relationship with Joe. Shador, I think, has a fan base here in Cleveland because they had the number two pick, and a lot of people thought they could take him with a number two pick. But I just continue to look back to, it's really, like, it's the worst quarterback in the room. Actually, no, sorry, that's not true. It or the Saints are the worst quarterback rooms in the NFL, and if we just start there, you can't be a better than a bottom 10 team in the NFL.
Right.
If you've got one of the two worst quarterback rooms in the NFL.
All right, how quarterback dependent is some of these rankings? And I'm not talking about like their thought process or anything like that. I'm saying, let's take whoever you think is the seventh or eighth best quarterback in the sport. I don't know who, if you have someone at the top of the mind that's somewhere in that stretch for you, somewhere in that range. Is that like your Jalen Hurts range?
Like a pick a card game.
Is that your Justin Herbert? Is that your Justin Herbert range? Is that, what is that for you?
Yeah, we'll put Justin Herbert right there.
If you put Justin Herbert as the quarterback of this team, where do they rank out as far as the PFF total team value rankings?
I think it'd be about a 500 team. So right in the middle of the pack.
Okay, so that tells me that you think they do have a lot of talent on this team.
I think they have enough talent, specifically on defense. Like this defense, that we wasted a good defense 2 years ago by bombing out in the first round of the playoffs. I think we wasted a good defense last year. I know we had, there's some reasons. JOK was down. MJ was awful last year. Greg wasn't any better.
Yeah, I think MJ was dealing with some injuries. I'm going to give the old Peterlin pass on that one for right now.
For whom?
For MJ Emerson. I think he was dealing with injuries all year.
Peterlin pass.
Thank you.
Although it's because it's June and I haven't seen enough MJ.
We wanted to be good.
Absolute toasted last year.
Did he officially switch to number one? Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't just make that up in a fever dream or something.
Oof.
That's a big number. That's a big number to put
on
himself.
He played
like
number two last year.
Oh. Tip your waitresses.
I forgot about that. I went to go finger guns, and then I went something else. I think there's enough talent that with a top 10 quarterback could make this interesting. I think the problem is with the next tier down, I think you're like a 6-win team.
That does preach, though, how much harder it becomes. I mean, and it's not, thank you, obvious statements for 500, but like like when you're playing.
It is hard to win if you don't have a good quarterback.
When you're playing behind the eight ball here, that's why I look at the PFF roster grading, and it's supposed to be the whole entire team and the whole everything, and it doesn't feel fair when you can just plop in Justin Herbert, and all of a sudden we got a 500 team and a team that looks much better.
216.
That's how this works.
216-474-0092. ESPN FPI's index, or sorry, Football Power Index, has the Browns with the best chance to get the number one pick. Meanwhile, PFF, we're throwing a lot of letters at you here.
It's a lot of people saying the Browns stink in a lot of places.
That's a pretty fair synopsis. Has the Browns with the worst roster in the NFL. So what's more likely? The Browns get the number one pick or an 8-win season?
It's got to be number one pick. But the only way you get to 8 wins is if one of these rookie quarterbacks, if like Shador goes in there and takes off, or Kenny Pickett ends up being basically what everyone has said, Sam Darnold, Geno Smith, somewhere around there. I don't think you got a lot of confidence in Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco, I don't think he's getting 8 wins any sort of way.
So I think this, the only way I think this team wins 8 games, it could be like an accident. Meaning, like, you start out like 5-3, and then somehow Joe gets injured, and then you go to the backups, and then it just falls apart from there. So basically, you got it. That's actually my biggest fear with this season. If we're destined to get the number one pick, if they just have an anomalous first, like, fast start,
and then go ahead and suck afterwards.
Yes. So the reverse of the Houston Texans from a couple years ago, where they very clearly were tanking, and then Lovie Smith knew he was getting murked and was like, I'm going to win this last game just to screw you over.
And he did.
This is the opposite of this. This is Kevin Stefanski winning too many games early in the season to save his job, and then you being a 6-win team that has no chance of the number one pick.
That was the Lovie Smith gift to the Bears because he wanted to put up restaurants in Chicago. So he's like, I'm going to win this game, get the Bears the number one overall pick, and you guys can think of me like I'm Ditka.
Now, that being said, in that scenario, it actually gets Kevin fired just the same.
Yeah.
If you win too many games early and then there's a collapse
that's is getting impressive, coaches fired.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Impressive wins, though, if you win early. Yes, collapses do get people fired, but if we're playing with Jimmy basically being on the fence with all of it to begin with anyway, like, think about it. If you have Joe Flacco, and it's a Joe Flacco injury, by the way, that's how we describe this too?
Yeah, something like that.
Because a Joe Flacco injury then shows that you could do it with one quarterback again, and that's going to be enough of a belief in Kevin Stefanski that it might carry him through.
All right, we have not talked about this off air. Jake, yeah. If you're listening, I want you to send out a Twitter poll at @afternoon923FAN. Are the Browns more likely to get the number one pick or an 8-win season? I would venture to say, though, Browns fans are not thinking this way. And in fairness, I think it's because the organization is not talking this way. And so the organization is painting a pretty rosy picture of where they are. I think it has to be the number one pick. And I'm basing this, I'll be honest with you. I can sell you a fight on the defensive talent. I can sell you a fight on Miles. I can sell you a fight on that O-line bouncing back. We can paint you a pretty, pretty picture about the Browns going back to Kevin Stefanski's offense.
Kind of like Larry David.
At the end of the day, look at the quarterbacks. Like, that's like, I don't think this team requires analysis.
Isn't that Stefanski's big rebuttal? At the end of this, isn't that it? Isn't it just flat out telling everyone, look at the quarterbacks?
That's what they're trying to do. hey, my offense, I've had a lot of success with a lot of quarterbacks. Yeah, it was also coming off success.
I mean, when the season's done, though. When the season's done, isn't that his big rebuttal? Look at what you gave me to even try to win with?
Oh, yeah.
If we can agree, I mean, if we can agree, though, that if you put Justin Herbert in there, you have a much different ranking in all of these, and everyone all of a sudden thinks that your roster top to bottom is a decent NFL roster, then, yeah, he's got to look at it and say, I got the deck stacked against me when it comes to quarterbacks. That's not my problem. That's Andrew Berry's problem.
Except he chose the quarterbacks.
Well, he got to choose with what he was given with, right? Like if you go to the grocery store and it's like, but you only get to choose from this section. Well, okay, it's limited. It's not like because he was gifted a third round quarterback, all of a sudden he was given something on a silver platter.
Who do we think chose DTR?
And a fifth round quarterback?
Okay,
that's not a real selection.
Who
that's
do we
the same...
think chose to move off Baker Mayfield?
That was a collective as a group, though.
Okay, do you think Kevin was part of that collective, or do you think he was sitting in the cuck chair in the corner?
We're talking about. Cuck chair, but we're talking about we're talking about right now, though.
My point is, every dumb ass quarterback decision they've made has led you here. He's the head coach. He's the offensive coordinator.
No, I mean, I'm not talking about years past. I'm talking about for this upcoming season. At the end of this season, he's going to look back and say, "Well, look what I was dealt." And your response can't be he chose all these guys because he hasn't been given an opportunity to choose from some great wealth of quarterbacks.
I mean, but my point is, if he didn't want Deshaun Watson here, Deshaun wouldn't have been here. And then you then take that to the next logical extent that it took him 3 years to actually build a system around Deshaun. By that time, he was ruined mentally and physically.
Fired for that decision already if they were going to fire him.
Or Jimmy sees this for what it might be, which is this is the collateral damage year. This is the fallout from the Deshaun year. And your hope is here, the Browns are really hoping on, it's not just that Kevin Stefanski is some Svengali with quarterbacks. It's that basically that locker room goes, thank God Deshaun's not here. Let's go win some football games. That's everything they're hoping for is like a Pollyanna idea. Right. Well, you know, Kenny Pickett was beset by a bad situation in Pittsburgh where they won in spite of him. Well, you know what? Listen, that locker room's going to be so grateful Deshaun isn't here. They're going to play inspired football this year. Kevin, who's been okay with okay quarterbacks, he's going to get the most out of one of these guys who, I almost said a different word, one of these guys who's just fine at quarterback with the worst quarterback room in the NFL. It's a lot of wishing, hoping, and praying, isn't it?
Yes, but this is what he's going to, at the end of the season, point to. He's going to say, like, you could thought this was going to be enough of a fix and this was going to be enough of an answer, and it never had a chance to get off the ground. And he might even point to the FBI. He might point to, I said FPI, not FBI, by the way. And
He could point to the FBI.
Who knows? He might even, but he'll point to PFF and he'll point to all these rankings and say, listen, you never gave me a chance from Jump Street. OPP.
Y'all know me.
Yeah.
Sorry. I amused myself. I was waiting for it, and then you hit me with it, and I was like, I wasn't prepared for it.
I think you thought it was going to be, I drove by because I didn't know the reference.
So I know it sounds like we're arguing to people not, you're right, but I guess my point is, Kevin.
Wait, does it sound like us arguing?
I think so, because I was pretty
I thought we were
there.
Getting along. That's how our relationship is. I'm like, this felt like home to me.
I think you're right that this is how Kevin's going to explain to the rest of the league. But I think Kevin's been a little too much of explaining to the rest of the league for my time here to really.
Well,
that's where we meet in the middle.
Then that's where we meet in the middle because that's why we've talked previously about how if we were in charge. Well, Stefanski wouldn't be here anymore.
216-474-0092. You guys can vote right now at afternoon 923-FAN. What is more likely? The Browns getting the number one pick or an 8-win season? The FPI from ESPN says they have the best chance to get the number one pick. PFF says they have the worst roster. Right now, 60% of Browns fans saying number one pick. At afternoon, 923-FAN, and the man to beat in Cleveland is exactly who you think it is, or not, in 5 minutes on 923 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.